What do you think you spend on Uber a month?
I don't know. Why? What's going on now? Is this an interrogation?
Yes. Yes.
He's never asked me this in his entire life. And then he asked me when I joined his podcast, which he's not using a microphone for.
I know. You're going to sound better than me. I'm dead to Josh. I would be using headphones, but here's the problem. If I use headphones, Trudy, your younger sister, wouldn't be able to hear what we're talking about. She would only hear my side of it. Trudy is in a rollaway bed in a room. We just got to LA last night. We flew out here together. She's going to pick up her car, drive it to Arizona, which scares the living shit out of me. And we slept in the same room, but now that she's 22, whereas she was my snuggler, it was too weird for a 22-year-old girl to sleep in the same bed with her dad. And so she's in a rollaway, and I snored all night because I'm sick. So you guys are just going to have to deal with it. But I want Trudy to be able to hear your side of it. And Josh is just going to have to make do with the audio. Josh, can you chime in? Are you okay with this?
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll work with it.
Nah, I get my daughters on, and Josh's tune has changed.
Dad, you just talked for like 3 minutes straight on a roll. I always laugh when I listen. I actually do listen to this podcast, believe it or not. And Oliver is always in some shape. Like he's always in some like twisted move on a bed. He's always putting his foot in the camera. I don't know how you, he's always like moving like this. He's getting close.
He's blinking. He's looking at himself. His toenails are in the camera. And then you're right. He's curled up like he's about to get into a box and do a trick on the Vegas Strip. The incredible Burt Wonderstone, as played by Oliver Hudson, in a box above the Las Vegas Strip. He's always curled up. That's part of his thing. So you're curled up right now. I'm in bed because I'm sick.
I know, but he's always like this and like rocking back and forth.
Yeah, I know. He needs a helmet when we do these, just in case he, you know, might injure himself. So Oliver couldn't do it today because he's so busy. He's driving to Aspen, and then he's going to Albuquerque to start season 2 of The Cleaning Lady. Mm-hmm. And in a pinch, I call my oldest daughter, who is, 28?
Are 30? Joking? I'm 26.
No. I know. I call my oldest daughter, who's 26, and I say, hey, I need you. And we called in the old lefty. The old lefty's coming in out of the bullpen.
Who do you think is more busy, me or Oliver? Honestly. Oliver,
I don't think
sure.
either one of you are busy.
I know. That was the point of my question.
Yeah, I know. Well, you have a podcast. I'm now on with another person who has other podcast interests. Oliver's got one with his sister. He's got one with his wife. I'm not certain that he has his mom's cell phone number. So if he did, he'd probably have one with his mom. And I just have one. And Natalie, you should know that when we landed last night at LAX, we started talking about this podcast. And Trudy said, you guys need to stop bitching and complaining about not making any money on your podcast because it's really off-putting to the listeners. And I vow to our listeners that I am done talking about calling this podcast pro bono.
Yeah, I agree with Trudy. I haven't listened in a couple of weeks, but have you been ranting about that?
We did that last week, and it does. It I don't like it. It's not really my style. But now how can you say that when it's basically become my style on this podcast? But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to schedule. The problem is I'm trying to schedule, and Margo and Josh can back me up on this. Trying to schedule things with Oliver is like trying to schedule things with Kim Kardashian's kids.
Well, first of all, you and Oliver are so sometimes mean to each other. It makes me sad, honestly, because do you think he gets a little bit sensitive when you say stuff like that? because you're always talking about how he's like never on time. Like maybe it's just a problem that he has.
Do I worry that he gets upset about it? No.
Yeah.
Does he get upset about it? Possibly.
I know.
Margo said no, only when we say things about his appearance does he get a little sensitive, like his crow's feet and his whatever. And yet nobody is more of a showman on Instagram than my friend Oliver Rutledge Hudson.
His crow's feet? Well, why doesn't he just get Botox?
Oh, he just got a whole laser thing where he put numbing gel on his face for a day, and then they went in and, you know, chiseled the dead skin and cracks out of his face. But yeah, that's the only thing that he really gets upset about. And, you know, Kate will give him trouble about it. But I mean, he's a ruggedly fine looking, handsome man.
Oliver is attractive, like an objectively attractive person.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like he would appeal to any age. He's just like a good looking person. Speaking of Botox and all that, I saw Top Gun for the second time last night. And do you think that months prior to shooting, Tom Cruise like puts a shit ton of Botox in his face so that it like dissolves kind of halfway right up until like right before he starts to shoot? Like I always wonder that with guys.
Well, that's an interesting question. And I have an answer to that. I'm never going to talk shit on Tom Cruise. Because
I love Tom Cruise.
I mean, he's got the whole side to his life that everybody's willing to overlook now with the, you know, Scientology stuff, which is fine. But when John Hamm was on the set shooting that movie, I was doing the World Series and they were watching some of the World Series while they were shooting. And Hamm mentioned to TC, as John calls him, that he and I are friends. And Tom Cruise is like, no way. Oh my God. I love Joe Buck. He's so great at what he does and blah, blah, blah. So Tom Cruise is gold with me. I mean, he's a little bit older than me, but for somebody of my age as a young boy, like seeing Risky Business and some of the things that he was in when he was a young guy, I mean, All the Right Moves, which is a fantastic football movie. That he was in, he pulls it off everything that he's in. But I'm saying all that as a precursor to say, that's the nice side. He went to a San Francisco Giants game. I think it was a Giants game. It was definitely a baseball game where he was photographed down in the high dollar seats. And he looked crazily bloated. And it went all over the internet.
And then I think it's from Botox.
Yeah, it must be. Because he's like an alien. And I mean, in the sense that he does not age on camera. And if you put a side by side of him in 86 or whenever Top Gun came out, the original, and now there's not that much difference.
Well, I say that because he looks incredible. I'm like, he has to be doing something. And I feel like probably, I think a lot of male actors that are over the age of 50 do that. And just like Zac, actually, you know, I think Zac Efron does that. Have you seen any of those photos of him with his face? I don't know, but whatever it is, it worked on Tom Cruise. I loved Top Gun and I've been begging you to see it in a theater.
I'm dying to see it. You have 4-year-old brothers that are preventing all fun in life. So I would love to go to a movie every day. I'd like to go to a movie. I'd like to sip wine after working out and just sit outside and bake in the St. Louis summer sun. But you know what? That's not going to happen. So I'd love to say, yeah, Michelle and I are going to run out because I want to see it. I'm dying to see it. I saw it in the original with your mom and whenever the hell that came out in the mid 80s. And I'm dying to see it in the theater. I don't want to see it at home. I want to see it.
I know. And I feel like you're just going to see it at home. You just need the full effect of the planes. You'll be crying it's so good.
And Val Kilmer's in it, which is cool. You told me. That's a great documentary. Now I'm talking to you. We're basically doing your podcast because you have a podcast with Sarah Gretzky. No relation to Wayne Gretzky. Just kidding. And it's called the Net Chicks, and you guys talk about what people are watching, movies, yeah, shows, binging, whatever. And it's done really, really well. So I'm extremely proud of you. And I knew that when you stepped in, you know, my sister Julie has a radio show in St. Louis. She'll have you on. I could have Trudy on, and it would be great. It's just that it's a good feeling as a dad to know that my girls in their 20s can handle coming on a podcast. And, you know, I feel very different than what's on the news now of Kim Kardashian having to reprimand her kids for being loud at the Tonight Show. And then on the Today Show, I think she was on.
Well,
or no, she live Instagram.
Live.
And then, yeah, Instagram live.
This means nothing to any of your listeners probably, but Kim Kardashian went live on Instagram and I clicked in and she was in the car with her two kids. I'm like, this is a mistake. She didn't have Tracy, her publicist, in there. Nobody was around her. I'm like, why is she doing this? Her kids are going to say something or they're going to fight. And they did. And it was so uncomfortable. And her little kid was like, to anybody watching this, I hate you. I hate you. I'm like, oh my God, I hope and pray to God that my child never says that.
Well, they were at the Tonight Show later that night. And at one point, Jimmy Fallon stops and goes, I'm hearing kids. And it was her kids in the audience. And they had to make one of them leave. Yeah.
First of all, why was her four-year-old in the audience?
I don't know, but they wouldn't shut up and they were yelling stuff out, like inappropriate stuff out. And, you know, the kid had the contact lenses in with the tiger eyes and the hood off.
If you can name two of Kim Kardashian's children,
I just read the story and I can't.
Like, I will one of them, do one anything. Of
them is, one of them is a direction. Like, is it north?
Yeah.
North and Saint.
Yes. Can you name any more of the Kardashian kids? Do you know what Khloe's daughter's name is?
Skippy. No.
True.
True.
True. Truzel. True.
True. And what about Courts?
Oh, you have Mason, Penelope.
Mace. That's the one I was trying to think. Mace.
Mace.
Wait, will you do Lena Headley or whatever her name is from Game of Thrones? Just do her morning Instagram during the pandemic.
Okay, hold on, let me set up for this. Oh, you guys, I had an awful night's sleep, but anyway, that was Australian. Hold on. Oh, I just had an awful night. I couldn't sleep at all. Anyway, what's everyone doing? How are you? Oh, God. Is anybody else experiencing horrible headaches? It's just awful. I don't... Oh, God. Anyway. Morning. Rise and shine. Hi. There you go.
That's great. There you go. Right on. Now, I grew up doing voices, and when you grew up, I was doing voices, which I hope I have some small hand in you and Trudy being such good mimics. You know what? Steve Horn, who works with me, has always said that both you girls are really good mimics in a good way. Like, you can mimic people's, like when we were at the White House, when you guys were little. And President Bush, George W. Bush, invited me to do the play-by-play of a softball game or a t-ball game on the South Lawn at the White House, which I immediately accepted. And you and Trudy came, and first of all, he couldn't have been nicer. He walked by, and I was kind of setting up, and I'm looking at these names and trying to figure out who's playing in this game. And he goes, Joe Boy, as he's walking and he's waves at me. He's like, thanks for doing this. I'm like, oh, absolutely. Thank you. And I had never met him. And so I did it. And long story short, at the end of it, we're walking back up. There's snipers on the rooftops and whatever. We're walking back up the hill and we're walking behind George and Laura Bush. And you, Natalie, started imitating her walk up the hill. And so that was a time when being a mimic was a bad thing because I was about to drop dead.
I was Kim Kardashian's kid.
Yeah, you know.
I do remember that.
You were vaguely. South for the South Lawn.
I just remember you and Mom drilling it into me and Trudy's heads like, okay, so what are you going to say when you meet him? Like, let's practice your manners. It was like, hi, Mr. President. Like, what an alternate universe I've lived in. I went to the White House at one point in my life.
Was it you or Trudy in the booth when President Obama came in St. Louis? Were you in there, Trudy?
Yeah,
Trudy was in there. That was the craziest thing because it was during the All-Star game. I think it was 09.
Yeah.
And all day they're like, there can be nobody in the booth. And we had to submit. I had to submit, like, basically I was applying for another passport to do the game because we were going to be in close proximity to the president, the leader of the free world. And they're like, you know, nobody can be in here. This was all the preamble to that day. Nobody can be in the booth. You know, the Al Friedman, the camera guy, the sweetest man in the world, is, you know, he's worried. Everybody's nervous and they're doing a sweep and whatever. And when the day comes, the makeup person was in there. Nobody gave a shit. You know, there were like people coming in and out like a normal night at the ballpark. So they did all of this scare tactic. And then when the day came, nobody cared about any of it. But that is one of the coolest parts of my job. And you know, when I go back to talking about Tom Cruise, knowing, you know, he's heard me do games. Bill Clinton sent me a handwritten letter when my dad died. Your grandpa died because of growing up in Arkansas. He listened to my dad on a transistor radio under his pillow. You know, your grandpa met presidents like Nixon and Ford and Reagan and Carter and, you know, just down the line. And yeah, you have to act right. You have to, and you can't be in awe. So it's funny. It's funny that you remember us drilling you for how to act with the president. And it's a good, damn good thing we did that.
I know, but do you know
but then you imitated Laura Bush's walk going up the hill, like swinging your butt side to side.
Beggars can't be choosers. I was well-behaved in the moment that you trained me to be well-behaved in.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues.
Here's something I've never asked you, and it's always bothered me. Not bothered me, but just the question of it. And I don't know why I've never asked you. There's no reason why I haven't asked you, but why not do it on our podcast in front of not only thousands of downloaders, but people that live in Iraq, which we have a huge following in Iraq. I don't know if you missed that part of the podcast.
I did listen to whatever episode that was. And you guys were talking about doing a live show in Iraq.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, anybody can do a live show in Philadelphia. Let's go to Iraq and set this bad boy up and sit in a town square and see what happens.
Oh my God.
Anyway, you guys are both really avid watchers of old videos from when you guys are little. Oh, and I wonder, huh?
Nothing. Continue.
What did you just say?
I said, I'm glad you brought this up because I have something to say to you that I've never said to you, and I don't know why I've never said it to you, but continue with your question.
So I wonder if you've ever asked yourself why you watch those videos. Is it because you are fascinated at seeing yourself as a young kid interacting with family, Or is it because that was pre-divorce and everybody was together?
So what my dad's talking about, did you say it? We have all these old home videos and I'm always watching them and sending my dad clips. And my dad reads so into it and thinks that, like, because I'm sending him a photo or a video of me at 3 years old with my grandma and my mom's in the background, that I'm like reminiscing and I'm wishing my parents were still together. And I'm looking back on that just such wonderful, magical time. No, I look cute and I want to send it to you. Like, that's it. That is it. And I love watching old videos because I don't know. Do you not? I love seeing who was around at that time on that day, who was talking to who, you know, like, I'm so glad that we have those.
No. Yeah. Me too. I took all those old, basically like mini cassette, mini VHS recordings into a local store in St. Louis and got them put on DVD, which I'm glad I did. And I'm glad, and there are still more. I think I still have more in my desk, and I'll pop stuff in and it's like a voice from the great beyond. Like, all of a sudden I'm looking at an interview that I did with my dad, or I'm looking at,
I know, but why do you, but you think that when I send it to you, you're like, you think that I'm thinking of, oh, I wish my parents were together. And me and Trudy always talk about this. Is she smiling? Can she hear me?
She's crying.
Because me and Trudy will send you something and all you'll do back is like heart the message, which is just something that that's not how you communicate over text when you really like something. And me and Trudy are always like, I think dad thinks we have some, like, you know, ulterior motive with like sending him videos of us as a kid. So just letting you know, we don't, we just think it's really cute. And I would like you to, you know, send something back other than a heart.
Okay. Let me scroll back and go back. Okay. I love those videos. I love seeing you guys little. It's funny, when you're a parent, you don't really remember all those stages. Like when the boys were born and Michelle was freaking out about how amazing it was when they were 6 months old. I'm like, this sucks. Are you kidding me? These kids are completely helpless. Thank God they're here and thank God they're healthy. None of that. But as far as what you get out of your kids, there are better phases to come than 6 months old. And then, so that gets wiped away by how you guys or they were at 1.5. And then that gets wiped away by how you are at 3. And so when I see you guys at that age in those stages of your lives, yeah, it's emotional for me. It's almost like I it's viewing another life. Even though I was probably the one behind the camera taking the video of it and doing a Barney voice or doing whatever, watching you and Jamie Goodman make slop in the kitchen, or all those pictures keep coming up. Yeah, you had those bags that you would put crap in.
That's slime.
You'd make slime bags and I don't know.
Does it make you sad? Is that what you're saying? Like,
oh God, no, no. I love it. I love it. But yes, you're right. I'm always reading into, and that's my problem, I think, in life, is I read into the way everybody reacts to everything. Now Trudy's really smiling and laughing and rolling over and now.
Because you said slop. I guarantee you. Is that why she's laughing?
No.
Oh.
You don't know your sister.
Apparently not.
No, she's laughing at me acknowledging how much I read into everybody's body language.
After you just tried to talk yourself out of it for 20 minutes, and then you finally you go, well, yes, I do. I do read into those videos.
Well, yeah, but that's a small thing. That's not like an everyday occurrence. I do that every day. I read the room. I see how everybody's reacting to me, to each other, if they're over in the corner by themselves. I'm the one that's wasting all of my energy on everybody else. And then when it gets down to it, and Michelle will tell you, Michelle and I, my patience has been at a zero. Now I'm sick and I'm not blaming it all on being sick. But it is a much different experience being a girl dad, which is a thing that drove me nuts on social media. What?
Nothing. Just don't. I thought, keep going.
Don't say that?
But no, I have no. Continue.
Huh? Well, fine. But I am a girl dad. So, but that's my point. I am conditioned to being a girl dad. That's what I know. And now these boys, it is a completely different experience. They fight. The other day they were fighting and they were punching each other in the head.
Ooh.
And pushing, and you know, they're constantly, and then they'll have the baby side, but it is a physical fight. And Blake is huge and he flops down on me or he jumps off the couch onto my neck. And I need like a chiropractor after that at 53. And it is just, I'm just here to say, I've spent 26 years now being a girl dad and I love it. And that's what, and it's a very different experience being a boy dad. I love every bit about being a boy dad. And I can't wait to see how they are when they're a little bit older and they're playing on sports teams and they're whatever, just like with you guys. But it is, I'm just here to say, it's a different world, boys to girls.
I hope to God, and I love my brothers more than life itself, but because I nanny a boy and a girl, I pray to God, I used to want all boys. I hope I have girls. I can't manage. I cannot handle boys. They're too wild. And it's every boy, it's every little boy compared to every little girl. Like there's just such a difference.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope I get a girl.
Yeah. They just come out kicking and screaming and they don't stop. And you guys were always
quiet.
Quiet. And you were, you know, it was just different and not, I'm not saying it's worse. I'm just saying it's different. I need to really make that point clear that I think that's part of my frustration because it is from wake up to nighttime. It's a battle with these guys to calm them down. And now Wyatt just got his cast off yesterday and the doctor's like, okay, we're going to take the cast off. They did the x-rays. They're like, it's not totally healed. It's really close, but he's got to really be careful. I'm like, that is not going to happen.
The minute just he leave gets the cast on another week.
I know. I said, well, is there any benefit if we leave the cast on another week or so and let it heal more? It's like, no, you got to weigh that against, he needs movement now. He needs to move his arm because he spent the rest of the day basically holding his arm in the same position it was in the cast. I'm like, Wyatt, you can straighten your arm. And he kept saying, ow, but I think that was his way of saying, I'm nervous because I haven't bent this thing in 8 weeks.
It's also 2 months. A weird feeling. I mean, yeah. I broke my wrist that one time. And when they take it off, it's like, you're scared it's weird. It's so like limp. Everything's just hangs. It's scary. Oh,
then I've been lying to everybody. I said, I got girls to their mid 20s with no casts. You broke your wrist.
I had one cast. Yeah. In a basketball game.
I don't remember that. Bigger, was it real?
A bigger girl fell on top of me. No, like I broke my left wrist. I was in whenever I played basketball, it was the last year.
Wait, semi-pro. Was this when you were drafted by the WNBA? Yeah.
My dad was my basketball coach. Have you ever talked about that?
No, I was your basketball coach. I was Trudy's basketball coach.
And what?
You both had the same complaint. You were like, what? Why do you only yell at me? I'm like, because if I yell at any of these other kids, I'm going to get arrested. So really, I'm going to
be like, come on, Natalie, pay attention. Like, pay attention. That would be like you trying to help me with my math homework in the kitchen. And I'd be watching, looking into your eyes, explaining it. And then you'd look at me and go, don't look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Focus, Natalie. Focus.
Uh-huh. Now Trudy's smiling again.
Scary times.
So what am I bad? What am I bad at? What as a dad, what was I awful at?
You weren't awful at, in what way? You weren't awful at anything, and how you like raised us, or you weren't, were you that good at math? I don't know. We ended up going the tutor route. I don't, in what way?
Oh, I was terrible at math. I was probably just as frustrated because I didn't get it. And it was a 1 second it made sense to me, and you weren't paying any attention.
You were so mad that I like didn't pick up on the we fact that you knew fractions. What you were doing.
Fuck, fractions. Not doing fractions. I can't do it myself. And I got to teach you. And then they're like, that's not the way they teach us.
Well, they're
stupid. I don't care. This is the way I'm teaching you. Yeah.
Not the way they teach us.
Yeah. That how many argument. Times do you think you said that to me?
Oh, my, that's not the way they teach us.
Yeah, with the extra. No.
No, it was stop.
It's not the way they teach us. It's like you're like, what's the cartoon character? Exit stage right. Snagglepuss. It was Snagglepuss. I came up with that.
I do not like that word.
Snagglepuss?
Ew. Yeah. It's so weird. Moving on.
That was a Hanna-Barbera.
That's just like the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
Snagglepuss?
Stop saying it.
Why? I don't understand why you don't like the word Snagglepuss.
Stop saying it. That's like seriously uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird. You know why? Stop. Move on. And say something else.
Snagglepuss.
Stop.
That is a legitimate cartoon character. I will send you a go Google Snagglepuss right now.
No, I don't yes, have to stop to saying the it. Word.
Why?
Just
it's
move
a real
on.
Thing. It's not
I'm,
made
not,
up.
I'm not acting like it's not real. I'm sure it is. Fine.
Okay, good. That a girl. And then listen to him talk. Do a video of him.
Snagglepuss exit stage left.
Yeah, Snagglepuss exit stage left.
This is like the guy from Pink Panther. It looks like the...
Exit stage left. And when he would get in trouble, he would get in a bind. Exit stage left.
Wow, that was just...
So that's how you talked as a kid. No!
No, it was stop. Stop!
Stop. Yes, S-T-O-P-A-H. Stop!
Why did your mind go to what was I horrible at when I was a kid? Or when
I was a young bad?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't want to ask you what was I great at. It seemed a little self-serving.
Oh, but in a way, you wanted me to say something bad, but then eventually get to why you were the greatest.
Correct.
I don't know what you were bad at. Nothing.
I was a good Barbie player.
Great Barbie player. You remember all the Disney Channel shows. You would watch them with us.
Oh, that's the best time to be a parent. Hey, you guys want to watch Wizards of Waverly Place? Dad's going to sit here and lay, maybe doze off for a little bit while we watch Selena Gomez.
Wow. What's that? Uh-huh. What was your favorite Disney Channel show that we would watch over the years? Was it like Hannah Montana, That's a Raven, Lizzie McGuire? Did I say that?
I think Lizzie McGuire.
Was your favorite?
Yeah.
Really?
What was
about
the one
Even
with-
Stevens? Sister,
who
sister.
Had Tia,
sister.
Tia came on our podcast. She was awesome.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite guests, actually. She was great. And I was a little bit starstruck because I was talking. It would be like talking to the kid who was Corey in the house or talking to, if I met Lizzie McGuire.
Corey in the house.
Or if I met, what's the Lizzie McGuire girl's name?
Come on, you got it.
I can't do it right now.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. We met her at a meet and greet. We met Miley Cyrus at a meet and greet.
Yeah, but actually, Miley, do you remember that? We met Miley Cyrus twice. Once
at a concert. There I am sitting there at a Miley Cyrus 12-year-old concert.
But when she went to sing the national anthem during the when the Cardinals were in the World Series. Is that 2005? Like, it was
2006 against Detroit.
Yeah, but it got rained out, and she and me and Ellie George and Trudy gave her a crystallized Cardinals hat, and she opened it and she goes, "Oh my God, thank you. Just what I wanted." And she was so nice. And then I saw her 3 years later sitting behind a desk, just signing things, being like, "Hi." She was checked out.
She was checked out. Yeah. And I took Trudy. Did I take you to Taylor Swift? Yeah. I've gone to all these little kiddie shows. And
Taylor Swift is not a kiddie show.
I know, but back then it was. She was like five doing a show. But I'm sitting there talking to her mom about the tour. God, was that here in LA?
No, it was in St. Louis.
It was in St. Louis. So like you doing a walk around the set. Taylor really wanted to have themes of puppy dogs and lightning bolts and rainbows.
Circus like,
Taylor's
things.
Five. This was Taylor's artistic vision. Taylor's five.
No, she was not. No, she was older. Oh my God. My cheek hurts.
Yeah. How old was she? Maybe 15. This was Taylor's.
This was her circus tour. She wasn't 15.
No. Circus. No, yes. This was like first. It was her Fearless tour.
Trudy checking in. Fearless tour. Trudy,
no, it wasn't, because there was what do you call it? A carousel. And she was like, she wanted you all to feel like you were actually at a circus.
That's the tea party room.
That's the tea party room.
Oh.
Trudy's right again.
She's right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But that is really funny. You as an adult walking around with another adult. With your children.
With my children and her children who are being saluted by 15,000 screaming kids. Just a weird sensation. Very nice. Couldn't be nicer. But weird. And then didn't we see her here in LA? Yeah, we saw her in LA and Michelle was with us. Adam Sandler was backstage. Reese Witherspoon. And Michelle's like, will you stop staring at Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. Didn't you guys get in a fight about that?
I mean, a good natured fight. It's like, oh my God, your dad would not. She's like, stop staring. Like, oh, it's Reese Witherspoon, for God's sake. She played June Carter Cash.
I've never seen Walk the Line.
Oh, it's great. Joaquin Phoenix is amazing. So
I love Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We beg you.
Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up right after the break.
Anyway, all right, it's time to wrap this up. I've enjoyed this thoroughly. It's 9:20 in the morning. Oh, we can go another 5 minutes. Huh? What's wrong?
Me?
What do you have to do today? What do you got? What do you got on the docket? Where are you taking an Uber to?
God, you're annoying right now. I'm not doing anything today, but usually I nanny and they're in Sweden. So I'm enjoying my time off. I'm going to sit and watch something. Maybe I'll Uber eat something. No, I don't know. I'm going to go walk Reggie and work out.
The fact that you named your dog Reggie is one of the greatest tributes you can make to me. Because for some reason, I used to call you and Trudy when you were little.
Why did you? Every time I see somebody, they're like, oh my God, is it after Reggie Bush? I'm like, why in God's name? If I was going to pick a football player, it wouldn't be Reggie Bush. Actually, no. Maybe it would have. Back when he was dating Kim, I loved him. I became a New Orleans Saints fan.
We had a nice time with Reggie at the Fox up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. His wife is really nice.
Very nice. Yeah. So, well, it's good that we just got back off a Napa trip. I know you guys love it, and I only say it because it drives you nuts when we're sitting around and you and Michelle are drinking wine and comparing notes, and Trudy's having a great time. And I'm like, ah, we've all come so far.
Yeah. It's like, it's so just awkward, even though it's a joke. It's just like, why?
We've come so far. I remember where I was when
you love that joke. You love saying she was pregnant.
You guys freaked out. Now you want to eat your brothers because you love them so much.
This is like uncomfortable. Freak out.
All I know is the entire time, maybe it's me, because you've curled yourself up like Oliver.
I always sit like this on a podcast.
Picking your toes.
Can you see that?
I just know where your hands are. You're picking your toes.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not picking them. I'm just like holding my foot. I always sit like this on my podcast. It's a horrible position, but it's because I'm close to my mic and these bar stool seats are high. I don't know. I have to like hunch over.
Yeah. But I'm thinking it's me because you've taken an Oliver pose. Do you think we should have Josh cut out anything about me ripping on Oliver at the beginning?
This is exactly, no. You need to keep that part in because this is exactly how you and I both work. We say stuff and then we're going to be thinking about it for the next hour.
I heard Margo say no.
No, because you know, Oliver, you could say literally, I'm not easily offended. And Oliver will say something that I could almost find offensive. And he's still like, no, leave it in. We're not cutting anything out. Nothing.
Meanwhile, I'm going to lose my career and somehow he gains more followers. I'm like, I can't even be associated with that.
I'm now looking forward to the entire Buck family calling me at 3 a.m. to cut stuff out.
Yeah, no. Josh is like, shh.
And Josh has been so great. I've sent Josh Natalie stuff. He's helped her, right, Nat?
Yeah, as has Margo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I
love doing that.
I hate doing that. That is it's biggest. I hate putting together video
clips. It takes a long time and it can be tedious, but when you get it just right and you like get a really good, I know it because I'll send them to everybody in our group text. And sometimes people won't say anything, but when Joe like hearts it or says like, love it immediately, I'm like, all right, I nailed it. That's the one. And it feels so good.
Oh, you're waiting for that feedback? I'm sorry. I need to be better.
Do you know how annoying it is to make those? You know how long it takes her to make those videos? A long ass time.
I couldn't even begin. I'm in the television business and I couldn't do that if my life depended on it.
So tedious and hard. So, and she does a great job. So,
yes,
you're really good at it.
Margo and Josh are easily the MVPs of this thing because they keep it on the tracks. And, you know, Oliver and I are...
No way.
They're hurting.
Team effort.
Yeah. Oliver and I, are the Saint and North. Is it North or West? What's his name?
Northwest.
Northwest.
It's a girl, though.
Okay. I didn't even know that. I've learned yet another thing.
I take a bullet for Kim Kardashian.
But isn't typically North a boy name?
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
Because nobody has that name.
No.
You can't
say typically when you're talking about the first name of North.
That's true.
Yeah.
There is no typically with North because it's not typical.
And I just read an article about Elon Musk and those kids' names again. I mean,
Elon Musk, though. No, but they call him X.
Go look up the names of his kids. Those kids are going to show up to school the first day and the teacher's going to be like, yes.
I know, but they go by at like one boy goes.
So wait, if he becomes a model, he'd be Model X.
He would. There you go. Put him in a Tesla.
Is that why he did it? Or did you just come up with that?
I just came up with that. I don't know.
Man,
you're quick-witted, Josh. Cylinder.
Yeah. You're good. You're better in the morning. I like these morning sessions with Josh. Are the parents up? What time do the parents get up, Josh?
Oh, I'll uncover them in like a half hour or so.
Uncover them?
Yeah, they're covered. Their cages are covered because they sleep better.
But you actually wake them up?
Yeah. Yeah, I wake them up and Cora's usually still asleep. She's got her head in her wing.
Birds terrify me.
They should. You can't control birds.
Do they talk?
If you can send...
Are they parents?
Not mine. Mine don't really talk, except for the cockatiel. He says his own name over and over and over again. That's about it.
What's his name?
Piper. He just goes, Piper, 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 Piper. Especially if there's feet around. If he sees somebody's feet, he'll go crazy. Well,
it's like Hodor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hodor. 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 Yep. Hold the door. And then finally they reveal the hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door.
And you're like, that was it.
It's amazing. All these years have built up the hold the door thing.
Like, let them.
The birds are never, we never get tired of the birds. Neither do the listeners.
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, you can't even remember when Oliver said, I know Joe's going to want this cut out. Remember when Oliver said, do you ever let them eat bird seed out of your butthole?
Oh.
How about this? Our good friends, Eric and Kathy Lee, they're driving in Colorado and they're listening to the podcast, and their son Easton, who is of all the kids I've met, other than my own, the kids, I wish he was my kid. He's a 10 out of 10.
He's cute.
He's the best. He's so smart. Like he's like T. I mean, he's like, I don't know how old he is. I'm probably not that. I don't mean it that way. Because he didn't let me finish the sentence. The kid could like run a Fortune 500 company right now. Anyway, he shows up. He's like, he said something. And then he said, or I don't know, you could let a parrot eat bird seed out of your butthole. Like, oh my God. Because like seven. Well, this is what we're doing. This is what Oliver is doing in America's youth. And in Iraq. In Iraq, they're now doing Iran. A whole thing of bird seed out of butthole.
It's probably
night.
Soldiers that are from here, right?
That would make me so happy if there were any soldiers, anybody in the military listening to this. Here's what we have to do, Margo, and then we're going to cut this off. I just got a load of candles dropped at the house, daddy candles, that are made and manufactured by a friend of mine. And we got to give them to, like, somehow we figure out who the great listener is, and I'll pay for the shipping, and we'll
do a giveaway.
We'll do it.
A giveaway.
Yep. Yeah. I'll come up with some way to do the giveaway, and we'll throw it on our socials.
Whoever can prove that they've passed this podcast on to the most people.
You have them tag. You have them tag people.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
They have to tag and follow.
If they tag 100,000 people, they can have our place in Cabo for 1 week free. Okay? But they have to tag 100,000 people.
We got a lot of people. When you said that in one of the most recent episodes, like if somebody can, you know, get us 10,000 more listeners or something, maybe it was 50,000, you know, I'll give them the house in Cabo for a week. There were so many comments on the TikTok. I got so many DMs on Instagram. Like, so wait, what do I have to do to get Joe's house in Cabo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go. Fan the flames. Let's go. 100,000 people. You get the place in Cabo for 1 week free of charge. I'll pay for I'll fly you down there on an airline of your choice.
Josh, you and me, let's start tagging people.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go. What the hell have you been doing anyway? That's your job.
It's not them. It's you. You got to attract more people. I'm dealing with it too. It's annoying.
I'm not tagging anybody.
How many people download this weekly? Around?
Five?
No, seriously.
No, it's about, we do it. I look at the 30-day downloads and it's anywhere from 130 to 160,000 a month. Because it's not always the newest episode. Like, a lot of times past episodes are doing really well still.
Oh, we get 65.
No, shut up, man. No, you don't.
You know that anything over
65,000 we do.
Yeah, anything over 50K a month is considered quite good.
This entire podcast is just turning into us talking about how many people download the podcast.
I know. That's it.
We're just going to make people stop downloading the podcast.
Here you
sure.
go. Here you go, Net Chick. I flew out here and I turned on season, I think, 4 of Stranger Things. I got one word for you, 2 letters. No. Oh, my God.
I didn't watch past season 1 of Stranger Things. I've never
I don't even know how it was on my whatever it is, iPad. I couldn't. I was like, I need to watch. I was watching the show that Trudy told me made. It's so depressing. Made.
It's so good.
It's so well acted. Margot Qualley or Qualley, however you say
Qualley.
It. I don't see anybody doing a better job.
I agree.
With a scripted show than that. She is phenomenal.
And when she dances.
Oh, she's great in everything. I mean, dealing with her kid. She's not a mom, I don't believe. And
what was the mermaid's name that she threw out of the
episode? What was it?
Shmarin.
Shmariel.
I got to tell you, it's phenomenal, but it's so depressing. She's just working so hard to get her kid.
I know.
Man.
And
then
when you see the 375, 675, when everything's adding up, I'm like, oh, shit.
It's really well done. I mean, some really smart people, but the music's great. Whatever. I'm giving you every reason to watch it. But as a man with daughters, who I see you and Trudy potentially somehow in that weird situation, it just breaks my heart. I don't think I'd last. You wouldn't be carrying a vacuum around on a ferry back and forth in Seattle?
No, I would. I mean, I'd have to, but
I did see that. That's really good.
All right. I'm going to leave. I love you all. Natalie, great job. You get the job.
Thank you, Natalie.
You're in. Josh, go wake those parents. Pull that sheet over there. Off their cages and say, wake up, Cora. Wake up, Piper. The day's a waste.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margot Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.